Part of the Furniture by Trevor Lloyd, with Adrian Edmondson and Patsy Rowlands.
Eighty. That's what they reckon. That's the figure they bandy about. 80%.
As I said, it's 80, the rent, not including the telephone and such.
Medical fact has it.
That's per month, of course. Oh, but don't let me rush you into a decision. Take your time. Explore. I'll just turn these sheets down for you.
Medical fact has it that 80% of household dust is us. The bits we leave behind. Dead, leathery scales lying there like... Well,
it's usually cornflakes or shreddies of a morning, but I would be willing to entertain any unusual requests.
Well, we'll see. Incredible thing, the human skin. All 18 square foot of it. Another medical fact.
Do you have an allergic reaction to real feathers at all?
Medical fact.
Beg pardon?
Because I've got a condition and I like to know as much about it as I can. And because of this... Medical fact has me marked down as obsessive about my condition.
Hello?
That's only your opinion, I said. And I want a second opinion. And that's when they sent me to her. And she said, in her opinion, my doctor was correct in the opinion as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
They kept fobbing me off with cream. It was never enough. This is never going to cover 18 square foot, I said.
Are you still with us?
18 square foot?
Is it? I wouldn't know. Only a box room, I put, just to be on the safe side. You know, trade descriptions and such.
Sorry. I was miles away.
Yeah, I thought we'd lost you for a bit. Does it meet with your approval?
It's just the kind of thing I was looking for, Mrs...
We'll stick with Mrs. X for the time being. Save a lot of bother. Are you all right with those pillows?
Absolutely.
They haven't responded too well to plumping, though. Wait there, I'll fetch a bolster.
Don't go to any trouble.
No trouble at all.
For God's sake, stop thinking about it all the time. She'll think you're out of it if you keep on like that.
Right.
You don't want to pass by a place like this. It's just what you were looking for.
Ideal.
Just jumped out of the newsagent's window, nestling between Samantha's discreet but corrective massage and a second-hand baby walker.
Both in the same handwriting, I noticed.
There it was. All very proper and above board. Well, half board. 2 weeks in advance, and I'll take the shreddies, please.
It'll be nice to have someone new in. Breath of fresh air about the place. Oh, yes. I nailed the window down after the last gentleman. Must have been born in a barn. Keeps the heat in, you see. I'm pouring money away, really, not being properly insulated and such.
Perfect.
It does tend to be rather airless. But I can always pop in with a potpourri every now and then.
No.
No, really, there's no need.
Forgive me asking, but you're not on the social, are you?
No, no.
Careful.
Steady job, prospects. 2 weeks in advance, isn't it?
Oh, I wasn't knocking. It's just you have to be so careful, being a woman alone.
I'll take it.
Marvellous. That's £40 to be going on with, Mr...
Tetley.
No, not Joshua.
John Tetley.
Right then, Mr. Tetley. Glad to have you aboard. I'll put the percolator on. Will you have your things sent on, or...
Well, there isn't very much to speak of.
You're not on the run, are you?
Only for myself, Mrs. X.
Oh, aren't we all? Come straight down as soon as you're ready.
Well, I say I'm not on the run. But I do always seem to be on the move. Well, you know how it is. I can't stand being tied down.
Can't stand being tied down. Chance would be a fine thing. I could never seem to get near you without you pulling away.
Nobody asked you. I managed to get a bit of reprieve at my last place. Nearly 6 months. I was living under a pseudonym in Sydenham at the time. Nobody knew where I was, and where I was, nobody knew me. Until fate, in the somewhat amorphous shape of one of my mum's many acquaintances, caught my eye one afternoon in the mini-mart. And that was the end of that. Word would have filtered back. There's no place to hide from the insidious underground network that is the WI.
There you go again, joke. Why don't you say what you really feel?
Look, there isn't enough room for the two of us in here. There was never enough room, was there? Why does she keep coming to me at my quietest moments? Never mind. Concentrate. The room. Yes. Ideal. I remember that bloody mini-mart. Checkout girl put her paw right through the top of my yoghurt. No sorry or nothing. Just carried on ringing up with my Fruits of the Forest all over her finger.
Take a pew, dear.
At least I won't have to bother with all that much longer. I told her I had a steady job. I lied. I haven't got a job at all. I've got a private income. I don't know what made me go in there. Sometimes I just have this taste for danger. A desire to throw myself into the lion's den. Anyway, I went in, bought a book of tickets, and found an empty table.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the blue only, the blue book only. For the prize deluxe bonanza jackpot, eyes down for a full house.
It was that day we had the summer. As far as the eye could see, it was all floral dresses and a confusion of perfumes. I could feel them all staring at me. Till the game started, and it was everyone for themselves. On it went. Ages and ages. Waiting on one number. And then it came.
59 of the Brighton line. House 7 7. We have a house call on 5 10 9.
Looking like some kind of weed in the middle of all those late bloomers. They checked my card. There were these warm waves of hate coming at me. I didn't mind, they were justified. I had no right to be there. But I was. And I won. £3,000. But I changed everything. Now I could afford to disappear properly.
Help yourself to biscuits.
Come on,
it's what they're there for.
Thanks.
Sorry the place is in a bit of a mess. I only decided to advertise the other day, so the speed of it's caught me on the hop. But I'll be having a clean sweep in the next day or two.
Well, not on my account, Mr. Tetley.
It needs to be done, Mr. Tetley. The minimum of disturbance while you're in, of course. But I'll try and make it a little home from home.
You don't have to.
Have another, Mr. Tetley. The best buy date's looming.
Thank you.
And I want you to know your privacy will be respected here. You have my word on that. Stop noticing.
Here we go.
When we shook hands upstairs, I hope you won't think I'm being, you know, or anything, but I noticed your skin.
My condition.
Oh, it's a condition.
Yes, it gets very dry. I've got cream for it, but it never seems to go far enough.
Does it? I mean, is it like that all over? Oh, sorry, I'm prying. I can tell.
No, I mean, It comes and goes.
Sounds like nerves.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
What, qualified, are we? Part-time dermatologists when we're not plumping pillows.
I had something similar myself one time.
No, you didn't. Everybody says that and, oh, I know how you must be feeling, but you don't because I'm the only one with this bloody condition. So I'm unique, actually.
You're crumbling, Mr. Tetley.
What?
Your biscuit.
Oh.
Don't want it going to waste, do we?
God, I feel ill.
You look as if you could do with a bit of feeding up. Can I give you a refill?
Oh, that's it. You'll have to excuse me. I've been a bit of cup.
Well, you know where it is if you need it, don't you? Yes.
Must have been the hot coffee on the empty stomach. Or the biscuits. Not anything that sweet for donkeys. Besides, I don't normally touch anything this time of day. And what I do eat isn't much.
Oh, sound like a teenage girl.
Mind your hair in the pan. You're in a bad enough state as it is.
Mr. Tetley, are you managing?
Oh, don't spoil it, please. This would be the perfect place if you'd only stop talking all the time. Why aren't you on Librium like everyone else? You should see my old doctor. He'd have you doped up to the eyeballs before you could say...
Psychosomatic.
Pardon?
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Just finishing up the case notes.
So, you're back.
Yes, same thing?
Yes,
I don't know. Nothing changes very much, does it? Christmas comes and goes. Easter eggs go on sale. West Ham begin their inevitable slide down the league table. And you pop back in.
Look, it's still the same.
Well, I can only see a slight rash.
I'll go behind the screen.
No, you won't. Sit down. We've been all through this before. I'm not going to make a fuss of you.
What do you mean?
So just keep your shirt on, in every sense of the phrase. Now, does it still tingle?
Yes.
Is it unpleasant?
It's unrelenting. I can't sleep at night.
Neither can I. Do you want tranquilizers?
No.
Then do what I do. Read a good book or something. Make use of the extra time instead of brooding about it. That's all.
Well, it is now.
Look, unless you'd like me to guess your pulse rate, I'm going to have to touch you. Does the cream help at all?
It never goes far enough.
Well, what'd you expect for a couple of quid?
I wouldn't mind a bit more sympathy.
Listen to me. You're a seemingly intelligent young man, but you worry too much about all this. In general, you're a healthy specimen with a skin complaint, which flares up from time to time. It won't kill you, isn't unsightly, on the whole, and it isn't that painful. Compared to what I've got sitting outside, you're a picture of well-being.
But I don't know what's wrong with me. Exactly.
Nor do I. Exactly.
Well,
because
then
you won't go for tests. You tell me you're eating well, but you won't let me send you in to prove it. Had no infectious diseases, no contributory factors from work, no prolonged exposure to dirt, heat, damp or nuclear waste. I can only go on what I see, and I see a general dryness of the skin with occasional patches of cracking. As to the cause, well, I wouldn't entirely overlook the possibility of it being stress-related.
Stress-related? Well, that's just a way of not taking it seriously.
Well, what would you like it to be, then?
I would like it to be gone.
I'm not so sure. Maybe it's hormonal.
Oh, I don't believe
it. You might be getting a few extra secretions here and there.
So that's your diagnosis, is it? I'm going through a second puberty.
What's the date? 15th.
Yes.
I'll give you some more cream and a repeat prescription. Come back in 3 months.
Why?
I'll be on holiday then. Joke. Come on, smile. Your face won't crack, will it?
I want a second opinion.
Please yourself. Perhaps you need a fresh approach. You'll get a card through the post. With a bit of luck, we'll have all this cleared up before you can say
psychosomatic.
What?
Sit quite still, please.
Is that what he put?
You're not to worry yourself. Everything will be fine.
Fine? You don't have to look at it every day of the week. You don't know what it's like waking up every morning, seeing yourself lying there like some badly laid patio.
Perhaps then you should look out of the window more rather than at yourself.
Don't tell me. I think about it too much.
Ah, that's good. A little high, but that's to be expected. You seem a little worked up.
You could say that.
This is not good. Now try to relax. A big file you have.
Really?
A lot of words, but they say very little. You have no allergies.
Doesn't it say?
Yes, but I'm asking you.
No.
Not the obvious ones, perhaps. There may be some other cause of this condition.
Such as?
Anything. Cigarette smoke? Potatoes?
Well, so all this could be down to Sir Walter Raleigh, then.
You don't seem to take the idea seriously.
Well, it's just clutching at straws. I mean, I've heard it all before. But in the end, I've still got it, and you can't cure it.
There is half the problem. You want us to work a wonder of modern science, but don't want to help yourself. All this poor me and I'm so ill. Negative thoughts which in turn lead to worries, stress. And you can't ever get better when you think like that.
Well, can you blame me?
I don't want to blame you. I want to help you. We don't know precisely what is wrong with you, but apart from the occasional bad attack, you are a perfectly healthy young man. Are there any problems at home?
No.
At work?
No.
Girlfriend troubles?
No. No.
Well, you're lucky, let me tell you. Now listen, you have nothing to worry about. God has given you two strong arms and
Look,
legs.
When I asked for a second opinion, I didn't mean to go that far up.
I would very much like to see you again. There are a few simple tests I would like to run. If you could make an appointment with the receptionist and bring some samples, yes? She will give you something to put them in.
Oh, no. I'm okay, Mrs. X. Isn't the silence wonderful? When people with nothing to say at the top of their voices finally stop saying it, the sound dying away as they end their twaddle and waddle off. I took that doctor's advice this morning. No moping about. The first thing I did was look out of the window. And in reverse order of disappointment, we had a big dog on top of a smaller dog, pushing it round like a wheelbarrow, a bus shooting straight past a queue of elderly women, the queue for more waddling twaddle, and finally, a right little bunch of BMXers tearing down some freshly planted trees. On that note, I went back to look at my scabs. Other than that, I've just been getting used to the geography of the room, making it really familiar. Tall boy, chest of drawers, both utility by the look of them. Sort of sunflower pattern on the wallpaper, which I suppose was fairly bright at one time. The next thing is getting used to this big dip in a mattress. It's huge. Perhaps the last bloke really was born in a barn. Ooh. Off she goes. Poor Mrs. X. She went quite quiet when I came out of the toilet. She thought she'd rushed me too much. Hadn't noticed how peaky I was looking. She must be lonely. When you've not had someone to talk to for a while, it all comes pouring out. Not even what you really want to say, but just a stream of words. I ended up telling her not to worry and that she wasn't to blame for anything in spite of myself. I said I'd take the day off and have a long lie in. You'll be all right as long as you're in the warm. Before I could get into the room, she presented me with this huge sausage dog. Draft excluder. Homemade, she said, as if that could ever excuse it. The corpse is there now. Neck cricked, dead beady eyes. Pink felt tongue lolling at me. Mind you, it does the job. I don't think I've ever known a room this airless. It's ideal. Perfect place to end your days. And at least she didn't ask if I wanted the doctor in. Oh, shut up! Doctors. Psychosomatic. Stress-related. Arseholes. As far as I can remember, I've had this condition since I was 2 years old. I mean, what is there to be worried about at that age? It's not as if I didn't know where the next rusk was coming from. My mother always used to say I was willful. That was her explanation for everything. She'd back it up with stories of me pacing up and down in the womb as if I had something on my mind as early as that. I suppose I was, in a sense. Willful. I wouldn't let her put anything on me. Ointments or anything like that. Well, they used to sting, I knew. Well, I thought. So I wouldn't let her come near me. The doctor told her to do it while I was asleep. She said he won't sleep. Suspicious little sod. So the doctor said, take him for a long walk before bedtime, and she tried that and ended up too worn out to be bothered with me. I used to leave trails. I found out that where the skin was dead, just ready to fall off, one brush of the sleeve would do it, I could make little snowflakes. Piles of them, if I could be bothered to spend the time. When Mum had me wound up over something, I'd wait till she'd hoovered the stair carpet, then sit there, skimming my arms, just so it tickled, not hurting, and make a little pile of skin flakes. Sometimes not so little either. And they really showed up on the stairs, being dark, sort of russety red. I'd hide in the cupboard under the stairs, waiting for Mum to walk past and see it, and then turn the colour of the carpet. And I wouldn't eat. That's what made it worse. The headmistress had her in. You're wasting your money buying school dinners, she said. He just moved it round the plate, hoping it'll go away. Every now and then I'd just stop. My condition always used to flare up. Sometimes I've gone nearly a week without eating. That certainly helps stretch the dole money out.
There you go again, joke. Why don't you say what you really feel?
I feel that if I could stop eating altogether, if I could stop, I could become so small, so vanishingly small. I wouldn't have to deal with anyone. I could just be alone. Why does she keep coming back to me at times like this? Just when... Just when I'm getting things clear in my head, there she is. Bloody kids. I suppose now they've finished off the trees, they want the buildings down. I hate kids. Even when I was a kid, I hated other kids. They always look at you like they know something. And when you look away or try to walk past, they're like dogs. They smell the fear. And they're onto you with their effortless, malicious honesty. Scabby. Scurfy. Fleabag. The song off the flake advert. The lot. Lie back. Concentrate. You're here. You're safe. There's just you. Now think. Where do we go from here? BBC Radio 2.
It's 7 o'clock. At the news desk, Brian Walsh.
Hope is rapidly fading for the safe return of missing schoolboy John Tetley. As police begin the third week of their investigation, the search area has been widened, following concern that the boy's skin condition may worsen as a result of his ordeal. At a press conference last night, his mother, in her now familiar black pillbox hat with veil and matching armband, again appealed to his captors. She pleaded to whoever may be holding her son to give themselves up, or at least make sure he was rubbing his cream on. The man heading the investigation, Chief Superintendent Sisyphus, repeated his call that anyone finding the slightest trace of John should collect it in an envelope and hand it in at their nearest police station. Meanwhile, a sit-down drone strike on the...
Who is it?
Only me, Mr. Tetley. Thought you might like to know that it's getting on. I'm having a spot of breakfast, if you'd care to join me.
Oh. Right. Thanks. Dreaming.
Well, of course you were, idiot. You never ran away as a kid. You never ran anywhere, if you could help it. Anyway, John Tetley's not even your real name.
Morning. Morning.
Oh, hang on. Morning. I didn't realise it was so loud. Hope it didn't disturb you.
No, I was well away.
Oh, I envy you that. I can't seem to get off for very long these days. Still, they say you need less the older you get, don't they?
I believe they do.
Oh, while I think of it, I've had a key cut for you. Now you're properly settled in. You know, it feels as though you've been here for weeks, Mr. Tetley, like part of the furniture already.
You're too kind.
Well, get something inside you before you go.
Go?
Sorry, aren't you going into work today?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Bloody hell.
Well, what can I get you?
Actually, just a hot cuppa for me, Mrs. X. I'm not really a big eater in the mornings.
I know what you mean. You're like me, a bit fragile first thing.
She looks about as fragile as a brewer's dray. So, come on then. You had the bright idea of telling her you had a job.
There we are.
But where do we go all day?
Who can that be at this time of the morning?
Whatever you do, don't drink it. You'll have to go out for today at least. Don't want her getting suspicious. But you'll have to think of something.
Clear up out of it! Go on!
Right.
Oh, off already?
Mustn't be late.
Of course not. Don't let me keep you then.
Thanks for the coffee, by the way.
It was tea, Mr. Tetley.
Tea? Yes. I meant tea.
Until tonight, then.
I didn't fancy walking the streets. Not with that wind coming up. With my condition, you can feel every breeze, every change in the air. Mind you, there isn't much open at that time in the morning. I tried strolling around the supermarket. That just made me feel ill. Then a newsagent. But he had this well-stocked top shelf and kept giving me funny looks. Eventually, he pointed at this sign saying no browsers and said if I wanted anything, he'd be only too willing to put it in a bag for me. So I smiled, idiot, still not realising, and took him a copy of the Radio Times. And he looked at me the way you would a programme about sick animals and asked if I'd be interested in going onto his mailing list. I was glad to get out in the open air. Then, on the stroke of 9, this arcade opened up. Well, I say arcade. More of a shop front. 6 machines either side, pale woman with a till at the back, but otherwise empty. I had it again. That taste for danger. I got 2 quid's worth of tens and started ploughing them into one of the less noisy ones away from the window. It wasn't until I heard this long spewing of coins on the other side that I looked up and saw the place had filled. Women with their hair in scarves, builders in saggy jeans, even a milkman. He must have thought, sod it, halfway through his round. All with their eyes down. And it struck me then, what I like about these places. Nobody talks. Nobody even looks at you while you're playing. You might as well not be there. And just then, just when I felt like smiling for the first time today, I saw them. Outside, staring in and laughing. Stupid, loud ski jackets. Kids, bunking off and coming in, of course, to the machine next to mine, pushing and swearing, staring. Why is there always a fat ginger one? God, did I say that? Did I just think it? No, no, it's all right. Some old fella being a nuisance with the telegraph. So, that's when I came in here. Nice library. Heating's on, so they can't have been charge-capped. Good, the desk's been passed a couple of times. Nice smile. I must look as if I'm really into it. Book open in front of me, head down. I've just been gazing at the words till they become foreign. Unfamiliar. And then thinking. And I think I know how to handle the situation. Evening. Hello? Mrs. X?
In here, love.
Ah, you're here. I wonder if I could just have a word.
Take a pew.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I've been thinking about the arrangement, which is ideal. Don't get me wrong. But in terms of work, what I'm trying to say is, I'll be needing to leave the house much earlier now, maybe even before you're awake. So I shan't have time for breakfast of any kind. You see, my actual job description's changed, and it's more detailed than I ever imagined, and it'll probably involve working late most nights as well, and with public transport the way it is, well, you might hardly notice I'm here. Also, I have lots of papers and worky things scattered around my room, so I wouldn't worry about cleaning or anything like that, Mrs. X. Also, at weekends, I've got this friend, you see, out of town. Mrs. X, have you been crying?
Have a drink with me, Mr. Tetley.
Please,
I'm going to finish the bottle, but I don't want to end up kale-eyed.
Is there something wrong?
You're being so good, so thoughtful. It's been a long time since. Oh, lots of things. You don't want to hear any of that. I'd lost faith, you know, Mr. Tetley. Faith in human nature and such. After I lost my hubby, everybody seemed to pull away. Gave me time to come to terms with me grief. Then forgot to come back afterwards. I thought, fair weather friends, I thought. Don't want to know when you're down. Well, all right, then, up yours, if that's how it is. Oh, do forgive me. I'm not normally like this. Normally, I keep this sort of thing to myself, even though it's not good for you. That's how I felt, Mr. Tetley. I can do without people, thank you very much. Then I got lonely. I advertised for the box room. Ummed and ahed about it for days, but I had to in the end. And then you turned up, and I thought, I'm putting him off. I'm scaring him away, but I couldn't help myself. I was putting my foot in my mouth all over the place, and I couldn't help it. It all came out as twittering. And with you being ill as well, but you were so nice, so pleasant.
Oh, God.
Then this morning, after you'd gone, I heard the letterbox go. So I goes out there. I couldn't begin to tell you what them little bastards put through. I don't know how they did it. Anyway, I put a pair of my marigolds on and got rid of it. Chucked them and all. Then I thought, hold on. This is a test. This is to see if you'll lose heart just as things is getting better. And I said to myself, no, you keep smiling, girl. Mr. Tetley, I've made you sit and listen to all that. I'm not being fair. You must want to get up to your room.
No, don't worry. That's all right.
What are you saying?
He showed me something today. No matter what, you can't just withdraw from the world into yourself. You have to make the best of things. If you shut yourself away from everyone else, you're no one. You might as well not be alive. Mr. Tetley?
Sorry?
Have a top-up? Lovely. Think I'll start to get out a bit more. Trips. Join something. Can't even remember the last holiday I had. Come on. Drink up. I've got something to show you.
Oh, well, I got the lot there. Photos, stories, the blitz. Pale, drunk and sick.
There you go again, joke. Why don't you say what you really feel?
Oh, don't you start. But why is it so difficult? All I want is a room where I can be alone and quiet. And now the landlady becomes a born-again socialite. I can't cope with this. I'll have to find somewhere else. And then, at what seemed our darkest hour, a revelation. There.
I don't know what to say. Are you sure?
Absolutely. You said yourself you haven't had a break since you don't know when.
No, but I mean all this money.
It's not that much.
But I've only known you, what, no more than a fortnight.
I told you, just think of it as an advance on the rent. Don't you trust me?
Really, Mr. Taylor, you know I do. Don't know if I trust myself, mind.
Go on, you should do it now while you've got the urge. You'll feel the benefit. Have you been through the brochures?
There's too much to choose from.
Well, that's all part of the enjoyment, Mrs. X. It's the gamble.
Oh, you know, I think you're as excited about all this as I am. I've not seen that gleam in your eye before.
Just happy for you, Mrs. X. And you've been looking brighter every day.
All right, don't overdo it.
So do we have a decision?
I don't know. I don't really mind as long as it's somewhere warm.
Well, don't forget these ones here. Some of these have got an extra week free.
I couldn't do that. I'd run out of things to do.
Pepper, there's always new people to meet.
What a revolting thought.
Some nice gentleman, perhaps.
Oh, get away with you. I don't know what to say.
Say thank you and send me a postcard. Now, I really ought to be going. The library will be open.
Library?
Yes. I want to pop in before work. You know, something for the journey.
Oh, maybe I should be thinking about the same thing.
There she goes again. That smile. Just like... No. Stay out of my mind. There isn't room in here for the two of us. She's weakening. Mrs. X, I mean. I can't do more than I have already. Just got to wait for her to make her mind up. Oh, she's bound to. She must.
God,
blah,
it's early.
No, it's quarter past.
Is it?
Don't worry. Have you got the passport?
Yes, tickets inside. I'd better wave to him.
Honey, we don't want you coming all the way back.
You're all right, you can do it. Put on a brave face. She's nearly there.
Ooh.
Right then.
Good, he's getting out. He can help with these cases.
No, here, let me.
Careful. Oh. You're all right.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, and you look it and all. You've come out of the bed again?
No.
You've been putting your cream on.
It just took me a bit
What have you got in there, the kitchen sink?
No, no. You'll be needing that to do the washing up before I get back, won't you? You sure? I don't want you suffering in silence.
Chance to be a fine thing. Look, put a gleam in your eye or something, can't you?
Honestly, I'll manage.
Yeah, could you take these? I'll be out in a tick. What does it feel like?
Really, I'm all right. You'll miss your flight.
It's probably delayed.
Oh, that's not the attitude. What did you say to me about faith in things?
Apart from the unions, yes, Mr. Tetley. Hold on.
He'll charge you waiting time.
Suppose you're right. Oh, and if I come back and find there's no furniture, I'll bleed and kill you. Only kidding. That's better. Nice smile. Wave me off.
Of course.
You're in a hurry, ain't you? Time was you got the door held open for you on the way in. Oh. Right, off we go. Woo! Mr. Tetley, which is it, Heathrow or Gatwick?
Gatwick.
Gatwick Airport, please. You've got the music in here. Bye, Mr. Tetley. Oh, I like him. Good breath control. Put him on. Bye! I've got you. I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
Now, it was worth the wait. Every bit of it. That last week went by like a rocket. It's tiring, though. I didn't eat for the last few days. Half through choice, half through nerves. Couldn't sleep the night before. You'd have thought it was me that was going away. But I suppose... Then, in the morning, she insisted I sit down with her and eat a good cooked breakfast before she went. So I waved her off with the smell of fat and the taste of vomit behind my nose. I only just got my hand over my mouth before everything came roaring out. And here was I, on my knees in front of the bowl, giving thanks, smiling through it all. I've been in bed ever since. It's all so warm and peaceful. I checked the windows were properly nailed down, then I ran sellotape all round the cracks. The sausage dog's on guard at the foot of the door. Staring stupidly through the legs of the chair I've got wedged under the handle. Brought quite a few books out with me. I haven't felt the need to look at them yet. Just been soaking up the silence. There's no one about. Nobody to gawp at me. Nobody to nudge the neighbour and, without making it obvious, look you up and down like a butcher's window. No hushed conversations. No veiled insults. No people at all. I shall just lie here, naked as it happens, and look at myself, stretched out like a dried up riverbed. Every now and then just picking, almost absent-minded. Earlier on, I tried putting a hairbrush across my arm ever so gently. A tiny avalanche fell on the carpet. Felt really nice. Took me about years. It's drying out more than usual. I put it down to going without drinking. You can go without food for ages. A year, some hunger strikers, more. But food and water. The longest was 10.5 days or thereabouts, I remember reading. Someone trapped in an earthquake. Portugal, Mexico. Somewhere like that. Well, I'm giving myself plenty of time over and above that. Making allowances for climate, not having a hacienda on top of me and so on. Matter of fact, that was the last useful bit of information I picked up from the library. It was a fairly short visit. I found out why the girl with the nice smile on the desk kept walking past. This time she came straight up to me and accused me of eating on the premises, against the rules which were very clearly displayed. Well, I wasn't, of course. I mean, I couldn't. So I told her I hadn't. And she said I must have been. Told me the complaint she'd had of finding crumbs in the books which had last been used by me. And then went very, very quiet. I just looked at her. She couldn't take her eyes off me, not knowing whether to blush or turn pale or what. She apologised so much it got embarrassing. I said I didn't mind, and it was true. Strange enough, I didn't. It's an almost understandable mistake. But in the end, I had to leave. That smile. It just reminded me too much of...
Why don't you say what you really feel?
I feel a bit cold, actually.
Dear Mr. Tetley, this is to let you know I may be home sooner than expected. Luggage gone adrift somewhere between here and Gatwick. Nobody knows where. To see if anyone had seen it, they announced it at breakfast today. Nearly everyone laughed. Weather gloomy. I feel so alone. How are you? You did look poorly before I left, and I worry. We'll try and speak to the courier later on. May see you soon. Regards, Mrs. X.
No, I've changed my mind. I can't just lie here like this. I'll put my dressing gown on.
Oh, Christ!
Well, what do you expect? How long's it been now? A week? 10 days? No, won't be too long. I try not to think about it. It's all happening so slowly.
Oh, where is this bloody armhole?
Oh, there's no point in getting aerated. You only tire yourself out. Something came through the letterbox. Yesterday, I think it was. I'm not tempted. Probably a postcard from foreign climes. At least I hope it's that. Not those little kids again. That wouldn't be a very nice welcome home for it, would it?
Oh, and I suppose this is.
I try not to think about it. Nights are the best, generally. Just lying here, tingling. The odd sounds. The odd scratch. And my nails seem strange. Thinner. More brittle than before. I can start to see where I've been. Point at a thin layer and say, that's me. Oh, yes. A bit embarrassing, really, but I broke wind the other day. You could see it so clearly with the light from the window. It's like slamming down a tin of talc without the lid on. I had to laugh. It makes you seem so... Well, it makes you realise... I'm not so permanent as we like to think. After I'll take the water out of us, what's left wouldn't fill a bucket. It's the first real giggle I've had for ages, that. And the first real doubt. This is harder than I expected. I mean, am I missing anything? Is there some point I've completely overlooked in getting to here? I've never known days as empty as this. There were some good times. We had some good times, didn't we, Denise? Denise?
What?
It's a bit tight in here for...
It might help if you took your seatbelt off.
Yeah, right. That's better. You know how it is, I can't stand being tied down.
What?
Show me your nails.
Why?
Well, you scratched me.
Sorry, I didn't realise.
Well, you know I have to be careful about...
Yes, I know. Your skin.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
No, what?
I can't seem to get near you without you pulling away.
I'm sorry. It's just that it's flared up again these last couple of days. It tends to come and go more at this time of year. Why the smile?
Back on the favourite subject. You know, it's often puzzled me. It must be something common to all men.
What?
This obsession with facts and figures. I mean, every boyfriend I've ever had trotted them out at some stage under the masquerade of conversation. Facts about football, cricket, the moon, even sex, God help me. And you, you're full of how many pores there are and how long it takes dead skin to renew itself.
Are you saying I'm obsessed?
Don't get on your horse about
it. Oh, well, you'll let me know if I'm boring you, won't you?
Look, you never used to be like it.
You were like me, hardly said a word, especially in front of other people. That's what drew me to you in the first place. You remember that party? Everybody trying so hard to make desperate small talk. And there's me and you sat on that rockery with a litre of Lambrusco bored out of our minds. And then ending up getting the giggles, do you remember?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well then, when we started going out, you'd never mention it, that's all I was saying.
Well, who would on a first date?
I think you just forgot about it for a while.
How could I forget about it? Look at this arm.
How does it feel?
Sore.
Have you put your cream on?
Oh, don't fuss, please.
What do you mean, don't fuss? That's all you want. It's all you ever want, a bit of fuss and attention. I can see right through you, as if nobody else ever had a complaint like yours.
Well, why can't they cure it, then?
You've got to want to get better.
Oh, of course, yes. The breakthrough we've all been waiting for.
That's it. Send it up. Saves facing things, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, I'm a bit edgy. But it's understandable.
Have they ever suggested therapy?
What, a psychiatrist?
Not necessarily.
What's the point? Assuming that anything was wrong, he could only tell me what it was.
Well, that'd be a start.
But I know what's wrong with me. Look.
Yes, I've seen that. Stop waving that at me.
Well, then.
But why is it like that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm being punished.
Why? What do you think you've done?
Well, you see, it all started before I was born. My mother accused me of using my umbilical cord as a skipping rope.
There you go again. Joke. Why don't you say what you really feel?
I feel trapped. Closed in.
Is there anything I can do?
How about getting a bigger car?
Although you take yourself so very seriously, you don't seem to think anyone else deserves the honour, do you? I've tried everything to help you. I've changed my perfumes because they irritated your skin. I even changed fabric conditioners because you thought static cling affected you. But you never change. You always stay the same, complaining, making me feel to blame for everything. It's not... Listen, I have to be up in the morning, so...
It's okay. I'll ring you.
No, don't. Not for a while. I'll be in touch.
Oh. All right, then.
We never went out again properly after that. I never worked out if I loved her or not. Seemed to have driven everyone away over the years. Good. I'm glad. If that was the human race, I can't wait to be a non-runner.
You miserable misanthropic bugger.
Absolutely.
Dear Mr. Tetley, I expect you are wondering what news I've got. Since last card, I've met a charming couple who took me under their wing. She's exactly my size and happy to share her clothes with me. Not that we've worn much these last few days. Weather is here. Wish you were. Lovely. No, seriously, I am very looking forward to the extra week. Thank you for pointing it out and all your kindness. We'll have a sangria for you on the terrace bar. Warm regards, Mrs. X.
Something very strange today. My nails, after getting thinner, seem to curve. Like the inside of a spoon. I noticed it more and more until today. Two of them just fell out. Just came right out. And the only thing is, I don't know whether I dreamed it or whether it happened. Because the lines are starting to blur. I didn't look. At night, I feel like I'm back in the cupboard under the stairs. All safe and shut away. It's the air. Musty from being closed in. I loved that smell. I always used to go in there when the house was empty. I stand on the old leather bag of tools that never got used and lean back against the wall. Nothing but the wheel in the electric beater gently gliding round.
can see the moon from my bed. Flat silver disc. If I stare at it long enough, perhaps it'll start to move. Gently gliding round. Perhaps. I stay quite calm when it comes to the end. No, I don't. Wait, yes I do. But that's not this. That's just before you hang yourself or throw yourself off tall buildings with a single bound or under a tube train. Not the Northern Line, though. You die of exposure. There you go again. Joke. Why don't you say what you really feel? Where's my deathbed, I thought. No, shoot me down in flames. I felt it'd be rather nice if I could do what I bloody well wanted. Willful? Well, just a lucky guess. Off the top of my head, stab in the dark. Is it dark? Is it day or night? Not that it really matters. I really can't tell. I couldn't get off to sleep last time I tried. Had a peculiar feeling on top of the tall boy. Anyway, don't suppose you could really call it sleep now. I don't seem to have any sense of eyes closing or dreams. It's just a feeling of warm, numb belonging, being part of the furniture. Just the occasional swirl from time to time, but that door's not quite flush. But I can cope with that. And I wouldn't want to get too sedentary. No, she's not coming back. Good. It's just me now. I think a lot. I don't actually think I've got a brain to think it with. I keep wondering whether this is my soul. This is what it's like. I'm not sure. Just recently it's been a long, gentle relaxing. A bath where you never have to top up with hot water. Quite a nice bit of wood, that tall boy. I'm tired now. At least I'm tired of the sound of my own voice.
We got back slightly earlier than expected. Half an hour or so, we caught a tailwind over the Bay of Biscay. My cases were waiting for me. I think they'd been riding around the carousel for the full 3 weeks. Oi, get off out of it, you bleeders. You wouldn't get any of this out there, I tell you. Their police are all armed, you see. Made me feel a lot safer. You know, the only trouble they get is from English people. You, get back here!
Hope all your stuff's covered up, Mr. Tetley. Oh, dear. I hope you've not been putting locks on in my absence. That's a bit of a liberty. Ah, just tea. What? Now that's a silly place to put a chair. My God! Oh, this place can't have seen a broom since the day I let it. Look, what's this then? The cabinet of Dr. Cagliari? Oh, I don't suppose he'd mind. I had to get in after all, make things secure. While I'm here, it wouldn't take a quarter of an hour. I got you, money. It would be a nice gesture. A thank you on my part for all he did. Wherever you are, Mr. Tetley, I hope you can hear this. I've got you under my skin. Under the skin. Under the skin.
That was Part of the Furniture by Trevor Lloyd. Adrian Edmondson played the man, Patsy Rowlands, Mrs. X. Other parts were played by Shireen Shah, Jane Whittenshaw, Alan Barker, and Ian Lindsay. The director was Janet Whittaker.